A man walks along the streets on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, heading toward the intersection of Broad Street and Wall Street. Holding his hand and keeping pace is his 9-year-old grandson. Young Daniel Frischberg is about to get a first-hand look at the New York Stock Exchange. He doesn't realize it yet, but his destiny is to be a major player in the world of finance. What he's learned over nearly 50 years, he'll teach you today, and it's all free of charge. There's a billionaire locked inside you. The key to freedom is information, the kind of information you find here on the Money Man Report. Now, here's the Money Man. Here's Dan Frischberg.
Well, welcome back to the Money Man Report. Thanks very much for joining me one more time. Well, it's going to be a lot of more time because we're just getting back to doing our Money Man Report. So I want to start with something that's the reality. Instead of worrying about how fast are people going to get over COVID, I want to tell you something that's happening, and it's irrevocable, and it's going to continue happening. You know, back in 2010, that's more than 10 years ago, the CEO of Google back then, that was Eric Schmidt, and he was pointing out that from the dawn of civilization until 2003, there was a certain amount, 5 exabytes of data were created. If you don't know what an exabyte is, it's just a lot of data. Now, the same amount of data, he said, back in 2010, was created in the last 2 days. Now, in 2020, 59 zettabytes of data. That's 59,000 exabytes. That's what Schmidt was talking about. From the dawn of civilization to 2003, 5 exabytes of data were created. Then in 2020, they created that amount of data every 45 minutes. You understand? This is something that the world is doing. They can't stop, and no country cannot embrace this, and no company cannot embrace this. And so all of the uncertainty is coming from trying to figure out how fast it's going to happen, and it's coming from being very short-sighted and looking too closely. Infrastructure for the digital transformation of the world. It's happening region by region, rich countries first. Poor countries know that they can't become rich without embracing this better way of doing things. They can't. But to understand this, it requires a lot of vision, which most people don't have. Remember, what they're doing, what most people, investors are doing, is following each other and trying to guess what each other are going to do by watching a chart. So the ability and desire to actually understand what you're investing in takes effort. Instead of just predicting what the crowd of gamblers are going to do this month based on watching a pattern on a chart, which is what most people are trying to do. So one way to invest is to know what the real value will eventually happen that's eventually going to come to real investors. And the other one is to try to guess what the herd's going to do and whether they're going to follow each other into a new pattern or whether they're going to be turned away at support or the resistance level. And this is a level that any idiot can see on the chart, but you have no idea whether they're going to break through it or bounce off it. It's so much easier to guess what that is going to do than actually using your brain or doing actual research. So this appeals to the wishful thinkers that are trying to figure out how to make money without knowing anything. They wish there was a chart they could look at that would make them money. And this is why there's no such thing as a rich trader, technical trader. Now, an old guest from our program, a friend of ours, Wayne Root, he ran for president years ago, and he didn't come close, but running for president helped him become famous and helped his completely counterfeit business. Sorry, Wayne, but I'm talking to the audience here. And see, Wayne had the most expensive 900 number. That's paper call, right? 900 number in the United States telemarketing history. It was $100 a call to get Wayne Root's sports betting advice. And millions called him to get his handicapping numbers. Now, you have to understand the game here of handicapping. It's not who's going to win the football game that they were betting on. A lot of people have a pretty good idea which team is better. But you have to understand that the market changes the odds, right? The market sets odds. And depending on how many people are betting on one team, betting on the Patriots, they raise the rate. They give points to the other team. So if the Patriots are favored to win, anybody knows the Patriots are probably a better team than this other team, but they give this other team a bunch of points to make it even. So the odds are adjusted so that whatever's currently already known is already in the odds. So when Wayne Root is giving you advice on which team to bet on, he's doing it for you to gamble against the odds. Wayne's giving you advice on how to beat the odds, which is just a pure gambling game. Nobody knows the answer. He hasn't got a clue. Nobody knows. How can anybody know this? If anybody knew for 1 second what Wayne Root thought for 1 second, then the bettors would adjust the odds according to what Wayne Root thought, and it wouldn't be valid anymore. So he made a lot of money on dumb, wishful thinkers who paid $100 a call for his advice on how to gamble on these football games. Now, this, folks, is what technical analysis in the stock market is. Picking the odds of a company breaking out of resistance. Picking the odds, this is what technical analysis is, folks. It's picking the odds of a company breaking out of resistance or being turned back, or that chart makes no difference at all because the situation changed recently. So the chart showing you the past tells you nothing. Any way you select any one of those three, there's no way to tell which one you're looking at. So looking at the chart doesn't help at all in guessing which of those things it is. And that's why you're never going to find a rich technical trader, other than somebody who makes a lot of money by teaching wishful thinkers about these support and resistance levels and these technical pattern myths. So if you want to go into the business of teaching people how to trade these patterns, you really don't have to know very much. You just have to be good at writing advertising, spend some money on Twitter and Facebook, get yourself a 900 number, and talk a good game, because none of them have any idea. And that's the same thing with the patterns that they follow on technical analysis. Now, I don't have any idea whether the companies I'm about to tell you about are going to start going up today, or whether some of them started going up last week, or whether they're going to start going up in a month. I don't know this, and I really don't care. But I'm going to continue this story right on the other side of this break. Please stick around. This is the Money Man Report. If you want to know how to really make money, go to themoneyman.com, where you will see an invitation to a workshop on Golden Rule Investing, which is exactly the opposite of this. It's about understanding how to choose what you're going to invest in by understanding what you're investing in.
You've heard it said right here. With enough leverage, you can multiply your investing strength and move mountains. So think about it. How'd you like to own companies like Roku or MasterCard or Raytheon and put down as little as 5 or 10% to unlock the treasure chest of unlimited upside gains? You can, all the while drastically reducing your risk. And you can do it with zero borrowing costs. You just need that leverage and a little know-how. So Dan Frischberg is going to allow you to pick his brain to better understand the concept of leverage. These are special online training sessions called the Pick Dan's Brain Option Service. You can use just a little bit of money to potentially make incredible returns. If you want to make real money, you owe it to yourself to take advantage of this once-in-a-blue-moon opportunity. All you have to do to try it is to go online and register so you can see the results for yourself. The cost is next to nothing, and look what's waiting for you. Each week, Dan will discuss a few detailed trades, quality, actionable trades. You get detailed instructions on buying and selling specific put and call options. The Pick Dan's Brain Option Service shares specific underlying stocks, expiration dates, strike prices, and shows you how much money you could make instantly. It's Dan Frischberg's time-tested, proven money-making discipline that he's used for 50 years to make himself and a lot of other people rich. Lots of other benefits are waiting for you, too, if you just register at themoneyman.com. That's all one word, themoneyman.com, for the Pick Dan's Brain Option Service. This is about teaching you the knowledge and skills. It's your responsibility to apply these skills and knowledge to your specific situation. It's too much to detail here, but all the info is right there at themoneyman.com.
You're tuned in to The Money Man Report with your host, TV and radio money man, Dan Frischberg. For more information about everything we're talking about, go to themoneyman.com right now. That's themoneyman.com.
So we'll be right back right after this. All right, welcome back. This is the Money Man Report. Thank you very much for joining me. Now, I started to talk about a story before the break, which is how crazy it is to believe that somebody can look at a pattern and understand how to invest in a stock, whether it's going to go up or down because it's hitting the resistance line. It's either going to keep going down, it's going to break down. There's a million different things that it could do, or something new could happen and make that chart completely irrelevant. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you about some companies, and I don't care what their chart says. What I do know is that if a company is becoming more valuable because it sells something that people feel they got to have in order to have the life they want, and that company is doing it in a unique way that's difficult to duplicate, and the company's got the money to expand when it wants to, it gets cheap loans, it can get money inexpensively, they have good credit, the bank wants to lend them money, they can issue bonds. What I'm saying is if the company makes more money and has rising sales and rising profits and room to grow because of an enlarging market of potential customers, that leads to the company making more money. That means the people who paid for that stock and own a piece of that company are making more money than what they paid for. This happens every single time. What happens every single time? When a company is worth more money because it makes more money for its owners, eventually, in the not too distant future, the company's stock moves higher. This happens 100% of the time, folks. So if you know what you're investing in, you take the trouble to know what you're doing, the stock market is not a gambling game, it is a brain game. So with this very nonsensical short-term stock market that you're in, instead of trying to figure it out technically, companies that have a great future and are not necessarily producing stock performance better than companies with more certain future, but who are in style at the moment, there's plenty of them. It's nonsense, but it's happening in the short run. But this brings me to the point of this discussion, which is that there are a number of companies who are leaders, and they're the best providers of behind-the-scenes infrastructure that it takes to allow the world to compete in this digital world. The world wants to complete the transformation, the digital transformation that's been going on for several years, and it's the future of the world, and it was interrupted by COVID. So these companies create the platforms and the infrastructure that it takes for broadcasters and providers to reach the customers who are sitting there eagerly waiting to spend money with them. So the people we're talking about are dying to buy things on Amazon. They're dying to watch programs and respond to advertising on Roku. They sign into their TD Ameritrade account, and they have to be texted a number, which they then fill into the website They use a platform that ties together text, internet, telephone, and all these different media on one place. It's all built on the Twilio platform. Let me give you a hint. So here in the United States, we're so used to the sophisticated stuff that we don't even notice that the infrastructure that allows Netflix and Hulu and Amazon to work, we don't notice it. We forget that if we wanted to watch a movie on Netflix a few years ago, it took a half hour to load. It was spinning on the screen. That was okay back then, but not now. And why isn't this happening now? Why do I receive information on Amazon instantly, and I can click a few clicks and end up having my sneakers delivered tomorrow? Why isn't this happening now? Why do I receive information on Amazon immediately, instantly? I click a few clicks and tomorrow morning they deliver my sneakers. Why does that happen? So if you've been following my work, you know a lot about these companies, the platform that Amazon and Netflix are built on, and that's Roku. Twilio is the company I was talking about now. Cloudflare, Fastly. Fastly, there's still some suspense on because Fastly stuff hasn't been working, and it's amazing. They used to be they were so far ahead that you were stuck with them. Now, if Amazon doesn't like Fastly and they broke down for an hour, Amazon can easily move their stuff to Cloudflare. It doesn't matter. So Roku, Twilio, Cloudflare, Fastly. Fastly shows that there's still some suspense. It doesn't always go exactly the way I'm thinking. But I can tell you, back in 2010, but I can tell you that there are companies that make possible the next generation of the World Wide Web. And if you listen to this podcast over and over again, you're going to get a lot of details on these companies. But now I'm going to tell you, Twilio, Jumia, NVIDIA, Shopify, and now, in particular, DigitalOcean. Now, if you listen, what's going to happen over the next couple of podcasts is I'm going to start telling you the details of these, and I'm going to start with a company that I've never talked about before, DigitalOcean. So don't miss my next podcast. That's all the time I've got. This is the Money Man Report, and we will see you very soon. If you want to learn more about all of this stuff, you want instruction, I give lessons on it. I teach you how to do the research, how to get the leverage, and how to make these companies and this opportunity work for you. Go to themoneyman.com. I'm Dan Frischberg. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the sound of your money growing. This has been the Money Man Report with your host, radio and TV money man, Dan Frischberg. Hear it again every weekday morning here on Bradenton's WWPR, broadcasting worldwide. It's Better Living Radio.